This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Rizdal. A lot of parents are worried about their school's safety after the Newtown tragedy, and the headlines are reflecting that. Time Magazine's reads, "School Security: Why It's So Hard to Keep Kids Safe." Fox News has, "Massacre Sparks School Security Alerts Nationwide." Well, here's the Marketplace-y headline. Does spending more on security really make schools safer? Reporter Shireen Marisol Meraji has that story.
Like, these are new, right here. So,
Craig Hockenberry, the principal of Euler, a public school that goes from pre-K through high school, is proud of his security upgrades.
We have 22 additional doors that section off the school.
Marketplace has been following Euler's progress in a year-long education series. Principal Hockenberry wants the school to be the beacon of safety in Lower Price Hill, a poor Cincinnati neighborhood where crime and blight are everywhere. And he's willing to pay for it.
The police, I can give you that figure, is upwards of about $30,000 a year that I set aside from our general fund budget. The cameras, $250,000 in cameras probably. I don't know what the doors cost, but at the end of the day, I think anything that could slow down a potential shooter or a potential problem to give the good guys time to respond is something very important to us.
Dan Dominich is the executive director of the American Association of School Administrators. He says Craig Hockenberry is like most school administrators, deeply concerned with kids' safety, even when budget shortfalls demand a long list of cuts.
There have been a huge number of teacher layoffs around the country as a result of that. Professional development, unfortunately. They've cut back on instructional materials and supplies. But nowhere on the list does school security appear.
Annette Fuentes, author of Lockdown High, When the Schoolhouse Becomes a Jailhouse, says security surveillance and hardware can range from a couple of thousand to tens of thousands of dollars. And she says spending all that money on high-priced equipment wouldn't have stopped the Newtown shooter.
Adam Lanza was determined to get into the school, and he had a small arsenal of high-power weaponry to get in, especially at a time of budget deficits for public schools. Investing in high-tech security and more armed police is not the way to go.
School safety and security doesn't necessarily always take a lot of money.
Kurt Lavarello was a school police officer for 18 years. Now, he's the executive director of the School Safety Advocacy Council. Lavarello says expensive security systems can make schools safer, as does
common sense. You want to create an environment that's open to dialogue, that kids feel comfortable talking to adults.
Lavarello says training teachers and students to speak up when someone looks suspicious or when bullying takes place, that's cheap, and it works. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.